I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Well, I've got 3 years' worth of softball shows under my belt now, and for this anniversary episode, I want to step back and look at the program from a couple of different angles. First, let's take a look at the most popular shows in the series. One episode leads all the others in the number of hits it has had, and it's the same show that was in first place on my second anniversary. It's program number 22, All About Pitching the Knuckleball. Since I posted that show back in July of 2009, it has been listened to 1,502 times. In second place, with 929 listens, is show number 13, on Playing the Outfield. Next, in third place, comes an early show, number 6, on Batting Tips. Number 4 is program number 14 about the ASA rule changes for 2009, and in fifth place is another early show, number 4, on Pitching Secrets. The rest of the top 10, in order, are number 32, ASA rule changes for 2010, number 12, infield tips, number 30, how to pitch to power hitters, number 38, how to run faster today, and number 34, first base tips and tricks. Now those are the overall results. Shows that were posted in the first year of the series are more likely to have more listeners overall because they've been available for a longer time. A few of my recent shows are getting a lot of hits and will probably nose their way into the top 10 eventually. Especially popular among the shows that went up in this third year are number 65, Pre-Game Stretching, Pros and Cons, number 66, Finding Sponsors for Your Team, and number 71, The Basics of Playing Second Base. So what lies ahead? I have to admit it is getting more and more difficult to come up with new and different show ideas. People are always giving me suggestions for new topics, but most of them are either subjects I don't think are interesting enough for the typical listener or topics that would repeat a lot of the things I've already covered. My annual anniversary shows, including this one, and the shows I do about annual rule changes are the only two shows that I don't have to think up. After that, it's a scramble for a new topic. At any rate, I've got 2 weeks to come up with my next show idea. Wish me luck. For more articles on managing, coaching, and playing adult slow-pitch softball and a description of my book, visit slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.